This podcast was recorded on Grandparents' Day, January 2013.
Where we lived, about 2 miles away, you were into the countryside, up where Walkinstown is now.
The halfway house.
The halfway house, yeah? And that was all fields. And at the time, everybody grew their vegetables. So you had the plots, as we call them, and allotments, they're called now. And we used to go up there with a boxcar and we collect all the cow manure out of the field. And I remember one day coming down, because my dad was the chairman of the Horticultural Society, and we had a pretty nice garden, but we used to get all the manure for putting on the flowers. But one of my neighbours, Dick Whelan, around the corner from us, saw me with this load of manure in the boxcar, and he said, "I'd love you to get me one of those. If you get me a good load on Saturday, I'll give you a shilling," which was about 5 cents nowadays. But it was enough to get you into the pictures. So that was good. On Friday, I said to my pal, Mick Martin, "Mick, I'm going to collect manure for Dick Whelan. Will you come and help me?" And he said, "Yes," but an accident happened and the axle on my boxcar broke. And I said, "We've nothing to, how are we going to get the stuff for Dick Whelan?" He said, "Don't worry, there's an old pram in the shed at the end of our garden. I'll get the pram." And he said, "Should we get it?" So we got this big old fashioned Nelly pram with the two big wheels at the back and the small ones at the front. And we filled it. And as we walked down, it was slurping up and down in the pram. And when we got down to Dick Whelan's house, there was no one in. They were gone into town on the bus to get the shopping. So I said, "My father won't let me put this in the garden." And Mick Martin said, "Don't worry, there's 7 of us in our house, so we can put it in our front garden because there's nothing on the grass." So we wheeled it down, hooshed it up into the garden, and the front door opened and Mrs. Martin came out. And I just remember getting a clap on the side of the face, lying flat in the grass, looking up to see what had happened, and she kicked Michael around the garden. But we didn't know as she was pregnant with twins, and that was her good pram.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoy it.